This is the fourth Iditarod for Catherine Keith of Kotzebue, but she's not where she wants to be.
I had hoped for a top 15 or 20 finish, and that's such a competitive space, so I'm not sure that that's what we'll be looking for, but I haven't given up yet.
Keith is running her best race yet, with very few mistakes. She overslept once, but just by 20 minutes. And at one point, her hands were acting up. The deep cold early along the trail revived frostbite from the Yukon Quest a few weeks ago.
It slows me down. I have to take more time for doing things that require fine motor skills. So I just give myself more time. Instead of 20 minutes to booty, I got to give myself 30. So I don't know that it slows me down, but I have to account for it. Everything's Velcro, and the Velcro is like the worst thing that you could have when you have fingertips that aren't happy.
But even at the top of her game, Keith was just barely one of the first 20 mushers into Caltag, and she's down to just 10 dogs heading toward the coast. At one point, her partner, John Baker, an Iditarod champion, was parked next to her, and she asked him how, with such relentless competition, he'd ever been able to win.
Well, it just boggles me. So this, I have no idea how people accomplish it.
Keith is hoping she'll be able to maintain an edge once teams start moving toward the coast. With its hills and rolling terrain, she thinks her team will be at an advantage over other dogs that are more accustomed to flat trail. Others, like Noah Burmeister, have been saving energy in order to let their teams speed up in the last few hundred miles of the race.
I've been trying to keep them slowed down and taking it easy. Yeah, saving some for the coast. You got to save it for the coast. You don't want to start pushing too early.
Burmeister got 11th place last year. This time around, that is looking like a long shot. He's had some problems with his team and made a mistake early on, sticking to his planned strategy instead of trying to push ahead of the pack to get to better trail conditions. The early cold made for sugary snow, and the trail was churned up more with each passing sled. Like a lot of competitors, Burmeister got slowed down. Now, his aim is to overtake tired teams that pushed too hard getting into the positions where they are now.
I'd like to climb up another 5 or 10 places, but we'll just see what happens with the teams in front and how hard they're pushing and if they're pushing too early.
Burmeister is hardly the only one, hoping a second win will nudge him up in the leaderboard. Just a few spots away in the dog lot is Scott Smith, who finished 10th last year. His team's been fighting a bug, but now he thinks that they're about to hit their stride.
I'd say we're kind of like more in the building up end of things, which is good. I've had 2 or 3 really key dogs in here start to get healthy again, which is optimum for hitting the coast. So I just want to put myself in a position to pick up the pieces, you know.
At this point, Smith doesn't even know which position he's in, let alone who he might feasibly overtake. But he's planning a big push. Not long after we talk, Catherine Keith finishes packing her sled, getting ready to go over the long portage from the Yukon River to the Bering Sea coast. As she does, she chats with a different former champion, Joe Runyon.
Oh, you're taking a new sled, huh?
I am. Compared to this big old thing.
Yeah. Oh, you'll fly.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, have fun.
It's very cathartic. It's like, I need this.
And with that, Keith and her 10 dogs trot off towards Unalakleet. In Caltag, I'm Zachariah Hughes